proclamation number 7691 dated the September 4th, 1960. The spirits and the adversary's resistance. Spiritual death can last for an infinitely long time, but one day all souls will come to life. For I will not rest until all spiritual beings have returned to me. I will not cease illuminating that which is dead with my love until it eventually gives up its resistance, until it begins to stir and the first signs of life become visible. But it will take an infinitely long time until this work of redemption has been accomplished, for countless spiritual substances still languish in fiercely defied state, and eternities will yet pass by until these hardened spirits will be able to start on the path of higher development, because their resistance to my illumination of love is so strong and I will not break it by force. And my adversary will also remain in this opposition to me for an endless time. I will not forcibly break his will either, but one day he will return to me voluntarily, and only a return like this is of value to me, because I want to have children and not living creations which are forced to comply with my will, which lack the love that a child will offer me. The fact that my work of return will extend throughout eternity is of no great significance to me, because time does not exist for me, since all 1,000 years are as one day to me. And the greater the past resistance was, the greater will be the bliss of having returned to me, for myself as well as for the entity. The fact that it will have to suffer immeasurably during its time of apostasy from me is due to its own will, which I do not break forcibly. These are inconceivably long periods of time for you humans, which can only be made comprehensible to you by the concept of eternity. You should know that one day it will come to an end, that the spiritualization of all created beings will be accomplished one day, and even my adversary will return to me again, because that which emerged from my strength of love will never be able to go astray forever. And the fact that my adversary will also be redeemed one day, that he, too, will return to me as the prodigal son, goes without saying, because I am love and love never relinquishes anything but constantly seeks to attract reciprocated love. It would not be reconcilable with my perfect nature were I to let something forever go astray which had come forth from my hand. And therefore you may believe with certainty in the total redemption of the spiritual beings. You need not harbor the least doubts, or you would doubt my love, which, however, is part of my nature, which is supremely perfect. Eternal death does not exist, but death can last for eternities, because these times are incomprehensible for you as long as you are still in the state of imperfection. But they are not limitless. The concept of eternity can only be applied when all spiritual beings have reached the state of perfection again, for then the being will never ever lose its life again, it will never again have to fear death. However, everything in the imperfect state will always be subject to limitations. And thus the state of death will also come to an end for the spiritual being, because my eternal plan of salvation intends to bring that which is dead back to life, but the being itself will determine the time it takes, and thus eternities may pass until it decides to give up its resistance. For although my strength of love seeks to illuminate that which is dead, it remains ineffective as long as the opposition does not diminish, which will nevertheless happen one day with irrefutable certainty. And then it will come alive. For sooner or later all fallen spirits will return to me and then remain with me forever. Amen.